Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
Black. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Terry Neese, the president, the founder, and the CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. Terry, thanks again for hanging out with us. I can't tell you how many times I think about the women that I met last year at your Peace Through Business Summit in Washington. Having you brought over all these dozens of women from Rwanda and from Afghanistan, brought them over here to teach them about entrepreneurship, and that was the kind of the final culmination of that of their trip. And listen to those women talk about their business. I don't think I've ever been as inspired as I was hearing them. And of course, you gave me the honor of interviewing one or two of them on my show. And I listen to these women talk about running their business, knowing that they might actually be killed because right. They're business owners, made me feel small.
Well, it's very inspirational, that's for sure. And and by the way, we can arrange a couple of other women for you to interview this
please,
year.
We're bringing
another 32 women from half and half, 16 from Afghanistan, 16 from Rwanda.
Right.
They'll be in the United States July 12th, going back home July 31st. Our big event is our International Women's Economic Summit that'll be held in Dallas. And prior to getting to
the
summit.
So the one that was in Washington last year is going to be in Dallas this year?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. AT&T stepped up, wanted to host the summit and the graduation, so the
good
summit will be held at the AT&T Center
What's
for
the
Learning.
Date?
July 29th and 30th.
All right.
Graduation for the women will be the evening of the 30th, and that will be held at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. People can register at really very reasonable rates of $50 a day to come and network with American women entrepreneurs and meet the Afghan and Rwanda women. Register online at IEEW.org. The women will be going through a business boot camp at Northwood University in the Dallas area the week of July 15th through the 19th. Then they are partnered up with an American woman business owner that owns their same type of business the week of the 20th through the 27th,
mm-hmm.
and then the summit and graduation the 29th and 30th.
And how many people are coming back who've been here before? The Afghan lady that I spoke to last year, I think, isn't she coming back?
You probably spoke with Freshta.
Freshta.
The,
I wrote an article about Freshta, too.
Yeah, she is coming back this year because we believe she can be a true leader
she's
in that
country. She's amazing.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, she owns a printing company in Kabul, and her family has been threatened because she had the temerity to win a bid. She bid on a project that other male owned printing companies bid on. She had the temerity to turn in the low bid and get that business, and for that, her family was put in danger.
Yeah,
she shows up every day to work.
What ended up happening on that, I don't know if you know the rest of that
story. I don't know the rest of it.
But this happened after she went back home. I think the Taliban sabotaged, paid some of her employees to sabotage the business.
She did tell me that, yes.
Yeah, her business was burned down.
I did not know that.
Business was burned down.
Holy mackerel.
She fled Afghanistan for 2 or 3 months, and she's back over there. She's reopened her printing company. She's going gangbusters. And,
unbelievable.
And that's one reason we're bringing her back. We want her to go back and really be a leader. I think she could run for office over there. She could really be a strong voice.
Next time you decide to have a pity party, ladies and gentlemen, about how tough it is for you to be a business owner, customers won't behave themselves, employees don't behave themselves, blah, blah, blah. Think about Freshta. And if you have, if you need any, if you'd like to know more about that, you can go listen to my interview with her on my website. You can read the article where I reported on her about that. And when you, if you do that, your pity party will be over real quick.
Yeah, these are really brave, amazing women from both countries. You know, the Rwanda women went through the genocide. Many of them were able to flee the country and then go back and help rebuild the country. But, you know, most of the men were killed during the genocide, so it's really up to the women to rebuild that country.
And some of your women have gone on to become members of parliament there in Rwanda.
Actually, President Paul Kagame, president of Rwanda, has appointed three of our Peace Through Business women to the Rwanda parliament. So we have some great voices in the parliament over there.
And now, it was Iraq that they required to have a certain number of women in the parliament, not Afghanistan, right?
Yeah, Afghanistan's constitution called for 25% of their lower parliament to be women.
But are women in that lower parliament? Have they?
There are some. The thing that they need help with is that the women who have been elected or have been appointed to that parliament, they need to know. They need more knowledge. You know, how do we organize? How do we put a caucus together?
Which is what these women get when they're part of your organization.
That's exactly right. We teach public policy. We dig into that constitution. Mm-hmm. We really help them talk about how do they form their network and how do they get movement.
This is the kind of grassroots rubber meets the road work, ladies and gentlemen, that Terry's group does. That we've got to do to change the world, to promote tolerance, to have any chance of peace, and among nations, we've got to do it this way. And that's the reason why I'm really proud of Terry. She and I will be right back after these messages. IEEW.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.